The Alliance of Six Healthcare Organizations have released their Roadmap to Reform, which would improve upon Massachusetts' current protections for patients and doctors by increasing transparency in communication and managing malpractice situations. In 2010, the Massachusetts Medical Society and Harvard's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center received a federal grant from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality to plan and examine disclosure, apology, and offer programs. Dr. Alan Woodward, consultant and former president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, the organization that is leading the Coalition for Reform, says that the DA&O programs act as an alternative to the current medical liability system.
We feel that disclosure, apology, and early offer is a fairer, faster, much more efficient and equitable system, and it encourages patient safety improvements and will stop driving or help to stop driving defensive medicine costs.
Dr. Woodward explained that defensive medicine is practiced from physicians motivated from fear of liability rather than what's right for the patient. Overcorrective medicine and unnecessary testing in the current system can drive up medical costs.
So what we're trying to do is take the fear out of the equation, and it's the fear that drives defensive medicine, and build a system that's based on trust. And if we can do that, then physicians will be comfortable practicing evidence-based medicine rather than defensive medicine.
Seven hospitals in Massachusetts have been chosen by the coalition to explore liability reforms by implementing a DA&O model, including three from Harvard's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Dr. Kenneth Sands from BIDMC said that the new model hopes to greatly improve upon how physicians and patients communicate in the event of malpractice.
Malpractice cases can run out 5 to 7 years. They are emotionally draining for both the providers involved and the patients seeking some form of compensation. They are expensive, and the results cannot be fair in terms of either failure to get compensation to someone who might be deserving of it, or compensation rewarded when it's not appropriate or in an amount that's not appropriate.
Advocates say the disclosure, apology, and offer model would lead to faster reporting and resolution of medical errors. Dr. Kenneth Sands says that the model would not deny patients the right to address malpractice through the courts, but hopes to resolve issues progressively.
If it's appropriate for there to be an apology, i.e. there's some culpability on the part of the institution, then apology should be offered. And if there has been a meaningful loss, then there should be some assessment and effort to make compensation proactively as opposed to through the medical liability system.
Currently, the method has been tested at the University of Michigan's healthcare system. Efforts will be undertaken by the coalition to educate the public on the model. The Roadmap to Reform plan is being supported by large health insurers in the state, and state legislators have been made aware of the issue, but no legislation has currently been filed to implement the model statewide. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.